JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, all-age and junior high athletic champs slated for next week. And later, an autism fact. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Match for you and me and he.
Parents gone to work. Them a do the match. We a girl if it's school. Me a do the match. Me polishing my shoes. Me pulling up my socks. Taxi man collecting fear. Afi do the match. The numeracy level not drop and be proud of that. That. Match in the schools need to improve. That. Challenge myself, set goals up top. Match a fi me, match a fi you.
A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Math counts.
The 40th staging of the InSports All-Age and Junior High Athletics Championships is slated to be held from April 25 to 26 at the National Stadium East Field in Kingston. Over 700 athletes from 10 Kingston-based junior high schools are gearing up to participate in the 52 events over 2 days of competition. This year's event will be one of the last athletic championships for the junior high school level. Sports Minister Olivia Grange says the event will be merged with the existing primary school athletics championships, creating a unified primary track and field event.
Because the Ministry of Education is phasing out junior high schools, by next year there'll be no junior high schools. You'll either have primary and you'll have high schools. This competition, which was created to include the junior high schools, will no longer be needed. What we are going to focus now is on the biggest and best primary school championship that Jamaica will host. And just to highlight the fact that the primary school championship, athletics championship, which Institute of Sports has been hosting for 38 years, the next hosting of the competition will be its 39th year, and it will be bigger and better.
The participating institutions are Windward Road, Coburn Gardens, Calabar, New Day, Marvelly, Consent Spring, Shortwood Practicing, Michael Practicing, and Swallowfield Primary and Junior High Schools, as well as John Mills Infant Primary and Junior High School.
Vision 2030 depends on your integrity and honesty to work. So play your part today.
Visit vision2030.gov.jm, go to the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 960-9339 to learn more. On our community notice board, on Sunday, April 29, St. Luke's Church will host Reggae, Jazz and Blues Go Gospel Act 5 at the Carl Hendrickson Auditorium, Jamaica College, starting at 5 p.m., Featured performances will include Fab Five, Etana, Lubert Levy, Jem Myers, and Verlando Small. Before we go, April is Autism Awareness Month, and the JIS is shedding light on autism by sharing tidbits on the condition. Here's an autism fact from Professor of Child Health Development and Behavior at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Maureen Sams-Vaughan. She says more and more Jamaicans are being diagnosed with ASD, leading to more persons becoming aware of the condition.
Because when you know someone and you're familiar with someone, it changes your perception of things very, very easily and very quickly. I think the autism awareness has also helped, has made parents seek help earlier and seek assessments earlier. So throughout the world, we're finding that we're diagnosing children earlier than we used to. So we're seeing a number of children who have been referred at 2 years and 3 years, either because of a teacher's concern or because of a parent's concern. So autism awareness has done that.
Autism facts are brought to you by the JIS. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.